Welcome to this week's Exoticism. I'm glad to be here again to enjoy a marvelous music journey with you. I'm Sibyl.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Candice from last year.
Hello, everyone. I'm a new member today. I'm Sherry.
Well, have you listened to last week's program?
Of course. The three chosen songs are gentle and smooth.
Yes, they are slow and tender. It's really appealing.
Well, on this week's music list, more cheerful and delightful songs are added. Their rhythms are so brisk and can make you wave your body with it.
Winter has come. The freezing cold wind really chills us. I hope the carefully prepared songs will warm your heart and accompany you to endure this cold winter.
The first song we are going to recommend today is a Danish song called Syuhagashie. Its prelude is appealing because it consists of a short period of jaunty whistle. Let's enjoy it now.
Wonderful melodic and tuneful. Her song makes me want to dance. However, the next song is also unmissable. Let's go on with this French song, Ne me crois pas.
Down on Bowery, they lose their ball eyes and their lip mouth in the night. And stumbling through the street, they say, sir,
a picture of a group of girls who's giggling and scampering and lodged in my mind. It's such a beautiful song. At the end of this week's Exoticism, I'd like to recommend you a song called Janice Sespat. I hope you will like it.
Des mots qui me gênent, des centaines de mots, des milliers de rengaines qui sont jamais les mêmes. Comment te dire, je veux pas te mentir, tu m'attires et c'est là que se trouve le vrai fond du problème. Ton orgueil, tes caprices, tes baisers, tes délices, tes désirs, tes supplices, je vois vraiment pas où ça nous mène. Alors, on se raisonne, c'est pas questionne
at the same time next week, waiting for you. See you next week. Goodbye and good night.
It was an ordinary day. I woke up on a wave. I filled a sail and made my way to the shore. I blew through the center of your town. Came up on your house, waited there for you to come to your screen door. I asked you, can you hear me blow? Though you don't know where I'm coming from or where it goes.
If it wasn't the ocean, wasn't the breezes, wasn't the white sand, there might be no need. If I could sleep through the cold nights, if I could breathe and eat right, if I had worked all summer, maybe I wouldn't feel so humble. Oh, you, it's always you, it's always you. If red roses weren't so lovely, if wine didn't taste so good, if stars weren't so romantic, then I could do what I should. Oh,
hello everyone here, this is Intelliwood, where we get to know singers from all over the world with the help of the almighty internet. This is Karen.
Hi guys, I'm Candice.
And Prima is here with you. Hello.
It's always you. If you love, I could command it. Get your head to understand it. I go twice around the world.
Today we're going to talk about a Swedish singer whose song has been adapted by Faye Wong.
Sounds like interesting. Who is she?
She is Sophie Zelmany, a Swedish singer-songwriter who released her first single in 1995 called Always You.
Actually, she is almost the same age as Faye Wong, but she is even more proud and in love than Wong.
To talk about her music, we have to admit that her gift for songwriting started from a very early time. Zelmany was born in the suburb of Stockholm in 1972. Her father bought a guitar when Zelmany was 14. Despite no professional music training, Zelmany became a songwriter and recorded some songs at a local studio. After she mailed the demos to three record companies, Zelmany was offered a record deal by Sony Music Sweden.
When she was 23, she had her first dupe album released, and Zelmany has contributed to record albums while making only a small number of public appearances due to shyness. She won a Best Newcomer Award in Sweden's Grammy Awards in 1996.
Grammy! No wonder she's so in love about music. And I know that she covered Bob Dylan's Most of the Time and appeared on the soundtrack to Masked and Anonymous. In addition, her Going Home from Sing and Dance, which was covered in Mandarin Chinese as a Passenger by Fan Wong, on To Love, is what we have to share with everyone.
We're too old to make a mess. Dreams will keep me young.
Besides accomplishments she ever owns, the lady behind stage is sweet and pure with a particular elegant charm. She presented almost every kind of feeling through her music, especially loneliness and bitterness. But she also illustrated a world full of energy and sunlight through her warm voice with a clear guitar chord.
Like what Sophie herself said, she enjoys the process to sing, which makes her comfortable and relaxed. almost the same, her performance can also make everyone who is listening to her feel comfortable and free. When she's on the stage, she's not like super idol who owns one Grammy, but a folky who just tries to look for a break in the little bar.
I guess that should be the reason why she's so popular in the world of folk. Anyway, I strongly recommend you guys to check out her on the internet and know more about the Swedish singer. She will certainly make you impressed.
I can hear a heartbeat. Is it your horns or is it mine? I look at your lips. I know how soft they can be. Do they know what they wanted? The times they kiss me. And your hands that I held in mine.
Well, that's today's interlude. We talk about Sophie Zelmony and her music. What is waiting for you next time? Remember to check us next time. I'm Karen.
I'm Katniss.
I'm Prima. See you next week in Interlywood.
See you!
You will be there in my heart. I remember you. But that is all that I can do. But I remember.
Hello everyone, Graham speaking here. Welcome to TGIT, Thank God It's Tuesday. Today we're going to bring you songs that will warm you up in the chilly night.
Yes, there are some songs that we think are must in your life, so don't miss out and stay tuned. I'm Michael. So, Katniss, what is our very first song?
Hello everyone, it's me again, the sweet and innocent Katniss. And to answer Michael's question without further ado, Lady Gaga's Million Reasons.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Lord, show me the way to cut through all his worn-out leather. Yep, that's my girl, one of the biggest divas, Lady Gaga. It was released on 2016, October 8th, and produced by Rap One. Personally, it's my favorite album among the 5 studio albums of Lady Gaga, and I bought it last week. What do you think, Michael?
Lady Gaga really can sing. She is more than a singer, she is an artist. She have tried almost all kinds of music so far. She is really brilliant.
Yes, I am completely agree with you, Michael. And the song, Million Reasons, even bring me emotional feelings. Have you guys heard of the song Life on Mars?
Oh yeah, isn't that a very old classic song?
Wait till you hear it.
It's a god-awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the sea with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore.
sure she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dead zone. Oh, where could those cavemen go? It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
Damn, this song is really good, but this one is not old version, right?
Yeah, this song was reproduced by some amazing producers and released on October 21st in 2016. And it's a memorial to one of the greatest English musicians, David Robert Jones.
Well, 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 speaking of new versions of songs, it will be not fair to skip my favorite genius cover group.
Oh, let me guess. Group cover is Pentatonix, right?
Bingo, and here's their version of Hallelujah.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the
song is from their album, A Pentatonix Christmas. You gotta admit, they did turn the old one into their own version.
They really did a great job. This song got me picturing what a perfect Sunday could be, a nice sunny warm afternoon, good music. It is all about relaxation and reminiscence.
And maybe a cup of macchiato and some good companions.
Okay boys, so much of the fantasy, it's time.
Oops, sorry. Anyway, I hope that you like the songs we shared today.
If you like it, make sure to tune in next week, same time for more.
Thank you for being with us in this chilly night. Make sure to wear enough and don't get a cold. Bye.
Welcome to C Countdown, where we bring you the hottest, newest, and probably the coolest songs every Tuesday night. I'm Haley.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jenny.
I'm so happy to be here and meet with you guys on Tuesday night. I'm Karen.
Well, without further ado, let's start off with Top 5, where we share Top 5 songs with you. So, let's start.
To begin with, have you ever heard of Little Mix?
Of course. Those girls have been getting all the media attention lately.
Right. That's because their new song, Shout Out to My Ex, is really brilliant. I can't wait to share it with all of you. Let's enjoy it.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't picking it like I did, babe. Took so long, you said call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate yous and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life. My life, yeah. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and then made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. Well, I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and then made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. Well, I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down.
I just want to say, girls, whenever you get disappointed by love affair, just shout out and get over it. You are so brand new. The girls forgot everything unpleasant about their ex-lovers. However, in the next song I'm gonna bring you, a man was so in love that he still suffered after the breakup. Don't Wanna Know from Maroon 5. Let's enjoy it together.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you.
Maroon 5 song is good as always.
Yeah, the melody is memorable and the lyrics are so touching too. I can't really hear enough.
Yeah, and apart from Maroon 5, another famous singer also released a great new song. It's also a breaking up song, Send My Love to Your New Lover from Adele.
Adele, I love her. Her voice is so special and attractive. What are we waiting for? Just play this song.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting you and me. That was what you told me.
First time I heard her voice, I was like, wow, this singer has a perfect voice. But now it seems that her singing skills are even better.
Yes, we've heard enough breaking up songs tonight. Do you have any delightful music to share?
What about Can't Stop the Feeling? It's a rhythmic song filled with joy. Every time I hear it, I can't help moving along. Let's listen to this song and get this feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
It surely lifts my spirits. I just want to dance, dance, dance.
And what's next, Jenny?
There's a song called Dream It Possible. It's not hot in the West, but it spreads all over China and become popular among a lot of Chinese music fans.
Yeah, I have heard it for a couple of times in the mall, on the subway, and from my roommates. The singer's voice is chilling, appealing to the ear.
Yeah, I guess it's what makes this song popular. Let's enjoy it. Dream It Possible from Delizzy.
I will run, I will climb, I will soar. I'm undefeated, oh. Jumping out of my skin, pull the cord. Yeah, I believe it. Oh, the past is everything we were. Don't make us who we are. So I'll dream until I make it real. And all I see is stars. It's not until you fall that you fly. When your dreams come alive, you're unstoppable. Take a shot, chase the sun, find the beautiful. We will glow in the dark, turning dust to gold. And we'll dream it possible.
What an inspiring song. In fact, I can relate to this song because I have experienced this kind of drawback too. And just like the singer, the last thing I want is to give in to any barrier ahead of me.
I can't agree more. As long as we don't lose faith in ourselves, we are meant to realize that dream.
All of the songs on the chart this week are amazing, and we have so much more to share.
It's just that our time is limited, and we have to say goodbye. So, that's all for today's Top 5. Hope you like it. I'm Jenny.
We will keep bringing you guys the hottest, newest, and probably the coolest music every Tuesday night. I'm Karen.
And I'm Haley. Remember to listen in next week for more.
Goodbye!
Welcome to Hot Minute. It's Katya here.
It is Kern.
And it's Sherry. Today, we will bring Hot Minute to you and talk about some stunning hot things.
Hot Minute, hot of the press. First, we are going to talk about Halloween. The best part of Halloween this year is that we had a whole weekend before to dress up, possibly multiple times. Clearly, celebs are just like us because over the past few days, they've been busting out their Hallows Eve best.
Yes, and in this Halloween, Katy Perry has taken her support for Hillary Clinton to the next level. the pop star who has vigorously campaigned for the Democratic presidential nominee took her Halloween costume for this year very seriously, sitting down in the makeup chair for a mind-blowing transformation into Clinton.
Yeah, I know about this. Perry shared an Instagram photo of herself holding a glass of martini while wearing a blonde wig and a classic red pantsuit in preparation for Kate Hudson's annual Halloween costume party in Los Angeles Friday night.
Okay, after hearing the fun news about Halloween, let's turn to some entertainment news. Bob Dylan has accepted the 2016 Nobel Prize for Literature. The Swedish Academy said, adding that getting the prestigious award led him speechless. Dylan has accepted numerous awards over the years, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom, for which he attended a White House ceremony in 2012, but he also has a history of taking his time acknowledging them.
In 2013, he became the first rock star voted into the elite American Academy of Arts and Letters, which made him an honorary member. According to Executive Director Virginia Dajani, the academic informed Dylan of the decision. Through his manager, Jeff Rosen, in January of that year, only in May 2013 did Dylan respond through his manager.
If Dylan travels to Stockholm for the Nobel ceremony, it won't be the first time he receives an award from Sweden's king, Carl XVI Gustaf. In 2000, Dylan collected the Polar Music Prize from him.
Okay, so now let's hear something interesting. Girls, do you know the Victoria's Secret show?
Definitely. They hold the show every year and the models are cute.
They're also very hot, right? This year, the show will be held in Paris on November 30. The highlight of this year's show is that one of the model, Jasmine Tukes, will show the newest fantasy bra, and this bra costs $3 million.
$3 million? It's like 20 million Chinese yuan. Well, that is super frizzy.
It is. I think Jasmine needs to be extremely careful when she walks on the stage.
Oh, okay. So do we know who's coming to perform this year during the show?
Yes, it's gonna be Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars and The Weeknd.
Well, right. What about Taylor Swift? She performed on the show in 2014 and has a lot of friends among Victoria's Secret Angels. I have thought she would come this year.
I don't know, but maybe that would be too often. By the way, are Drake and Taylor Swift dating?
No, there's no way they are dating. They can't be dating.
What? Are they dating?
According to some uncertain reports, Drake and Taylor were spotted getting comfortable with one another at Drake's 30th birthday last weekend. Some say they're still friends. Some say they're totally a thing.
But actually, we can definitely weigh pros and cons of this potential relationship, were it to ever happen. Like, they would both get to write cool songs about relationship during or after their breakup.
That's right, and you know, Thriller is a hilarious couple name.
Very funny. But what about cons?
Oh, Rihanna and Taylor could become lifelong enemies.
Oh, and of course, Taylor's and Drake's inevitable breakup would produce enough toxic resentment to make atmosphere uninhabitable for people.
Well, let's hope they'd never happen, and if they are really dating, let's wish them happiness.
As to our wonderful audience, you are listening to Hot Minute, the latest news from the world of showbiz. It was Sherry, Kern, and Katya. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。